Iraq's Foreign Minister Najee Sabri says Iraq has done all it can to work with the United Nations to avoid armed conflict, and he said the United States was planning unjustified aggression. Sabri spoke with reporters in Baghdad today, just hours before the release of a UN report on Iraqi cooperation with the inspectors. Those inspections continue. The BBC's Mike Wooldridge has traveled with some of those UN teams.
This is UN headquarters on the outskirts of Baghdad. Inspection teams have been setting off from here every morning for the past 2 months, just after 8 o'clock. Destination undisclosed. Now, after driving for nearly an hour out into the countryside, the UNMOVIC convoys come to an industrial plant. The guards, some of them armed, opened the gates readily to let the inspectors in. The media are being kept out. Inspection number 450. Is now underway. As the inspectors leave, it emerges that this is the ninth visit to a complex that used to produce warheads for missiles Iraq developed in the 80s to reach as far as Tel Aviv and Tehran. But what does the plant produce today?
Chemicals and explosives. It's for our protection, you know.
To the north now, at a military airfield a few miles outside Mosul, a UN team came by helicopter and they're now carrying out their third inspection of a factory in this vicinity. Mosul is effectively on the front line. It stands potentially in the path of any attack from the direction of Turkey or the Kurdish safe haven nearby. Already American and British planes patrol the skies above here, enforcing the no-fly zone for Iraqi aircraft. But here in Mosul streets, people put a brave face on the fate that could await their country.
We are not worried. Actually, we are accustomed to war. It's not the first time.
We don't want war any longer. We just want to live in peace.
In public, people will invariably blame the Americans for the plight Iraq finds itself in. However genuinely felt, it is, of course, a safe line to take in a highly controlled society like this. The Americans claim Saddam Hussein's hold may be weakening. But Dennis Halliday, formerly one of the leading figures in the UN's Iraq operations, who's here again at present, takes a different view.
I think many Iraqis have reservations about the government in this country. But thanks to Mr. Bush and the United Nations, Saddam Hussein enjoys more support in Iraq than he ever has before.
That report was prepared by the BBC's Mike Wooldridge.